St. Luke in his gospel never tires of presenting Jesus as the one who brings God's own hospitality. In his words, but also in his actions, Jesus reaches out to include those who stand on the outside of things. In today's gospel, that outsider is Zacchaeus. He's not only a chief tax collector, he's the chief tax collector. He's wealthy. In fact, he's obscenely rich. So he's a man despised by fellow Jews, despised as a corrupt collaborator in the Roman occupation. No matter how powerful, how rich, how secure Zacchaeus becomes, he always stands on the outside. He does not belong. He's not accepted. It might do us some good tonight to pause here a while to be with this little man. He's isolated. Yet he's running so hard to belong, wanting just to be noticed. Perhaps we might find ourselves not so different from Zacchaeus. All of us know the feeling of isolation, of not belonging. After all, we live in a society that respects and rewards the competitive voter, me becoming numero uno, me. We race to compete. We race to stand above others. But in the process, we come to stand alone. Come to stand only alone. And like Zacchaeus, we run so hard to earn acceptance, to negotiate our own belonging. Just tell me what I must do to fit in. And yet, like Zacchaeus, our lives are ripped by contradiction. We want to belong, and yet we sit high up in that tree to be alone. And that is our problem, just like Zacchaeus. We choose exclusion, yet wonder where all the inclusion is wrong. We choose isolation and wonder why community and hospitality have disappeared. Jesus says to Zacchaeus and to us, come down. Come down quickly. He says, you don't belong there, up there and apart from us. You belong here, down here, with me. Jesus says, Zacchaeus, we belong to one another, and we need to stay with one another. So stop choosing what isolates you from me and isolates you from others. Neither power, nor privilege, nor possessions may be allowed to keep us at a distance from one another, you from me and you from others. Stop wanting an exclusivity that prides itself in keeping others.
others at a distance. It keeps any sense of our larger rank of belonging away from us. It kills that sense of larger purpose. It kills my view of life. It kills the kingdom of God. Zacchaeus accepted Jesus' invitation to come down and to enter into life on God's terms. And we heard what are God's terms for entering into life in our first reading from the book of Wisdom. So I ask that you listen again to these wise and to these beautiful words describing how God enters into life. Wisdom tells us, you can do all things, God, and yet you choose to have mercy on all. You overlook our sins and failings to give us time to change and to grow. You do this because you love all that is. You know nothing you have made. Master, lover of all souls, you spare everyone. For your undying spirit is in everyone and in everything. Finally, let us consider Jesus' message to Zacchaeus and to us. You already belong. You already belong to me. And there is no greater security in life than our belonging to one another. You belong to God. And God belongs to you already. So now, make your journey to one another as where God is already present and already alive. Where is he? We are where God is already present. All right.